from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
We are on the storm watch as an atmospheric river dumps more than a foot of rain in the North Bay, and now it's heading south with powerful winds and more flooding rain.
Down power lines, leaving more than 100,000 customers without power across the Bay Area.
And havoc on the highways. The Bay Area Bridge, where big rigs were blown over.
Now at 6, we have a live look across the Bay Area as this severe storm tears its way through. Hold on, everyone. It is going to be a rough evening. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Juliette Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hackney. Easily the most powerful storm of the year slamming the Bay Area tonight. Trees are down. Highways are shut. Power is out to thousands. All of this before the brunt of the gale even enters the thickly populated South Bay. That is happening now. And from there, the hugely mudslide-prone Santa Cruz Mountains will get hit with maybe a foot of rain tonight.
And we have crews out all over the Bay Area covering the hardest hit areas.
We'll begin with meteorologist Paul Hagan and Darren Pack. They're tracking the storm from every angle. Paul?
Yeah, we're going to start with the live radar view of all of that rain across the Bay Area. High def Doppler just lit up. All of the yellow is moderate rain, orange is heavy rain, and there's plenty of that covering the entire region. We'll zoom in for a closer look at the North Bay where the rain continues to come down, and you've been seeing that moderate to heavy rain for the past basically 12 hours, and it's going to be several more hours before the rain comes to an end. So any existing flooding problems are not going to improve, and we're going to see additional flooding problems as long as that heavy rain is coming down. Still moderate to heavy rain from San Francisco southward down the peninsula and across into the East Bay. It's now even crossing over the Diablo Range with some light to moderate rain there, but raining heavily along 880, along 580, along 680. We're going to be looking at all of that rain coming down for the next several hours, and that line of heavy rain that's just in southern San Mateo County. Darren's going to talk more about that in just a second, but that indicates some even heavier rainfall rates. All these green shaded areas, which is over half the Bay Area, under urban and small stream flood advisories, we have seen a lot of rain, over a foot of rain so far in Kentfield, over 6 inches for Santa Rosa, 3.5 inches over the last 24 hours in San Francisco, and over 3 inches of that has fallen since midnight, making this the wettest October day on record in San Francisco, and the records go back to 1850. We'll take a look at what other Bay Area cities have also set October records coming up in the full forecast. Darren has more on the South Bay right now.
Yes, Paul, I want to pick up on why that 0.08 inch of rain for San Jose is about to change very fast, and as you pointed out, it's a detail in the radar that you might miss if you didn't look closely at it. You see that very well-organized line? That is probably the most intense part of this whole system. It's raining widespread through the Bay Area. But right within that little line right there is where you're going to find the heaviest rain, and it's also where you're going to find the strongest wind. That's the narrow cold front rain band. It's the leading edge of this whole system. And we can track the progression of this over the next few hours by looking at that. You can see it on the Futurecast. It's subtle, but that's it right there. That gets us to 6 o'clock. This is just now moving into Santa Clara County and southernmost Alameda County. It's just dragged its way across San Mateo County over the course of the last hour or so, where you've seen some of your heaviest rain. So as that continues to march south, not only does the heavier rain move south with it, but the strongest winds are also going to move south with it as well. And you can see how things start to clear out by the time we get to tomorrow. We'll talk more about the winds, and we'll go into more detail on the rest of the forecast coming up in just a bit, guys. For now, back to you.
All right, Darren and Paul, thank you. Now let's go live to KPIX 5's Kenny Choi, where parts of downtown San Rafael were underwater. Kenny.
Juliet, that's right. The conditions are a little bit better right now. The water has receded a little bit. About an hour ago, the water level was about right here. Now it has gone down quite a bit. This is 1st and B Street. It was a lot worse. Take a look at some of the video from earlier this afternoon as cars tried to pass through this street. San Rafael police also blocked off several streets nearby because it was impassable because of the extreme flooding. We did find some people walking around town, just kind of curious to see what was happening out here on the streets of San Rafael.
I'm actually enjoying it a little bit, you know, because we didn't have rain for so long, but I am prepared with my galoshes.
I know it's bad, but we don't get much water, and we really need it right now. It's really nice to know that at least our reservoirs will get a nice little gulp.
All right, so it's not just the city streets that are flooded. We also saw on Highway 101 as we were driving through Corte Madera, Some lanes blocked off there due to the extreme flooding. Back out here live, this car just put onto this tow truck. Not too long ago, we saw San Rafael police checking to see whether anyone was inside, because that car was actually in the middle of the road. Before that, it was actually off to the side, so the water actually made that car move into the middle of the street. And also over here on this side, that car is now parked on the sidewalk. It was not too far out from there before, so you can see how the water has shifted some of these cars, and so making it for a dangerous situation here in San Rafael. Guys, back to you.
Yeah, Kenny, it's certainly deceiving when that water gets high, and we know authorities are telling people to avoid driving if possible. What are folks saying about these driving conditions that are still out there on the road?
Right, so one of the dangerous things that can happen on the road is that you can't see some of the hazards, like potholes. We actually ran into one that caused a flat tire for us. But there are all these different situations with the trees coming down. They're just saying try to avoid the roads if you can and stay home. We also talked to some drivers trying to pass through who took their chances. But after getting through, they did say that they felt like they weren't going to make it through. Yeah. So you just never know if you can avoid those flooded streets.
Well, case in point with your live shot there. Kenny, thank you. And let's switch now to KPIX5's Max Darrow and neighbors on high alert in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Max.
Juliet, we have entered a really important window here of this storm here in the Santa Cruz Mountains that's likely going to set the stage for what a potential debris flow could look like. That's why we've got Marin fire crews here, all the way from Marin, 75 miles away, here stationed specially highly specialized personnel in case search and rescue efforts are needed out here. The conditions have gotten worse over the last hour out here, but the big concern is two areas within the CZU burn scar, the Boulder Creek area and the Swanton area here in Santa Cruz County. And some people didn't evacuate. Even though evacuation orders came down, there were plenty of people who decided to stay home. A CAL FIRE deputy chief told me that if you hear a burn, or if you hear the debris flow coming, it is too late to evacuate. This is what some of the crews from Marin told us today.
We'll know by probably 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tonight, with the rains and winds coming through, it's anyone's guess on what's going to occur. But we're ready for the potential.
No word on whether or not these burn scar areas have been affected just yet, or I should say they told us they haven't been affected just yet, but these crews are stationed and ready to go if and when that call comes in. Guys.
All righty, thank you, Max. Max has got some water at his microphone. Here's a look at the PG&E power outage map. Right now, more than 140,000 customers are without power across the Bay Area. Red triangles are where it's really bad. Marin and Sonoma County and the peninsula are seeing the most power outages, a lot of them caused by scenes like that. Falling trees are knocking down power lines, and the result is that you get small fires starting. That happening in San Mateo just hours ago. It caused a lot of sparking and that small fire. Some towns in Marin County are keeping an eye on the rising creeks and streams at this hour. That's a shot of the Fairfax Creek at the town hall. The creek and others nearby in Ross and San Anselmo have reached minor flood stage. Another big concern, all the debris in the water. That can cause backups along the creek, and that could lead to neighborhood flooding. And take a look at the scene in Santa Rosa's Bennett Valley neighborhood. Cars driving through muddy, ankle-deep water, flooding porches and front yards, and even drowning some Halloween pumpkins. KPIX5's Don Lynn is along the flood-prone Russian River. Don, when we get this much rain, that river can spike, but quick. What's it doing now?
Yeah, going up very quickly. You know, this storm, this downpour has not, we have not seen a break here in the North Bay. It's been raining nonstop all day since early this morning. And I think that's why the Russian River here in Guerneville has risen so much. We're talking about 10 to 15 feet. It's quite a bit compared to yesterday. Some of the biggest issues that we're seeing here in the North Bay, downed trees, power outages, and flooded streets. From bad crashes to mudslides, the storm made North Bay driving very dangerous. West of Santa Rosa, rainwater flooded Slusher Road near River Road. Many trucks made it through, but not this car. The woman tried to back up, the engine died.
Since there was no road close sign, no one waved me down to stop me. I was like, I'll be fine. No, I'm not fine.
Cynthia Lux was stuck for about 10 minutes, and it became unsafe.
The second that the water started entering the car, that's when I was like, okay. And then I got to the seat, and I was like, yep, we're getting out of the car now.
This was how it looked 3 hours later, the taillights underwater.
It was my husband's first car. He loves this car to death, never wanted to sell this car. And I called him, he's like, so you drowned my car. And I was like, well, not intentionally.
Aside from flooded streets, the downpour reduced visibility and made it hard to drive on Highway 101. This was one of many bad accidents. Around noon in Petaluma, the driver was alert, but in too much pain to get out. An ambulance rushed him to the hospital.
It was a downpour, you know, it was a deluge. We had, we have a rain gauge there, and we had five, almost 6 inches in about 16 hours.
Other road hazards include downed trees and mudslides, and we saw plenty throughout the North Bay. A part of River Road outside of Forestville was covered by this slide. And not too far away, a tree landed on Rubber Baba's two cars and caused small damage to his house.
And it's been years of dry weather. These trees, they weren't ready for that much weight from the rain. And then, yeah, the wind was probably just the last straw.
Robert says despite a rough night, he's glad no one was hurt.
Woke up and the power was out, so yeah, I don't know when it went out, but it was sometime in the night.
When do you guys expect to have power back?
Not a clue.
No.
The whole town of Forestville is out right now, and that never happens.
Authorities are asking for patience because first responders are going from call to call to call. They say mudslides or down trees that aren't affecting too many people, those might have to wait for a few days before they can clear up. Bottom line, if you don't have to leave the house, stay home, stay dry, and be safe. For now, live in Guerndon, I'll send it back to you guys.
All right, Doth, thanks so much. Now, taking a live look at our wet Bay Area bridges and a warning to drivers out there during these storms. This video from the San Rafael Bridge, a semi truck has been overturned on the lower deck for hours now. And video from around 1 this afternoon also shows a smaller RV also overturned. Crews are telling drivers to take extra caution. And in the San Rafael area, our KPIX 5 photojournalist spotted crews attending to this car that just slid off the road and right into a ditch. I want to show you something here. Strong winds collapsed some scaffolding in San Francisco. This happened today in the Soma District by Natoma and 9th Streets. And you can see the amount of damage done to the scaffolding. Crews are working to clean up the mess right now. Unfortunately, no one was hurt. Public Works crews are keeping busy across San Francisco. They've been cleaning up dozens of downed trees. KPIX 5 reporter Devin Feely continues our team coverage.
There are many stories of this storm depending on what part of the viewing area you're in the North Bay, the East Bay, in the Santa Cruz Mountains. In the city of San Francisco, the story has been downed trees and all of the disruption that causes.
The fire department evacuated several people along 9th Avenue in San Francisco, concerned that this teetering 100-foot tree might topple onto the homes nearby.
It's putting some houses in jeopardy in terms of it could fall on the houses. It's one of dozens of trees that have come down throughout the rainstorm.
The plan was to cut down the tree as soon as public works crews could get the equipment into place. They had been responding all day to a seemingly never-ending series of reports of broken limbs and toppled trees.
Trees jeopardizing homes. We've been with blocked roadways, with wires down. This is something we were expecting with this storm in terms of trees coming down.
When the outer edge of the storm arrived in San Francisco, it walloped the city with gusting winds and heavy rain. And trees, weakened by nearly 2 years of drought, were simply no match.
I think we need to live with the consequences of rain, too. The fact that we've had a deficit of rain for so long, I think we need to live with the idea that there are consequences with having, you know, adequate rain.
But despite the rain and damage, many say they would gladly weather the disruptions of the storm if it brings us closer to finally ending the drought.
Yes, there will be a few things like power outages and trees falling down, which I know is unfortunate, but I have faith that the city will clean that up quickly.
In San Francisco, Devin Feely, KPIX 5.
On this wettest day in 170 years of record keeping for October in the North Bay, it's no wonder they were caught by surprise by rising floodwaters in the Russian River. This happened in Cloverdale this morning. Water rescue crews called out to help people along the river. They were camping on a small island when the water came up fast and cut them off.
Quick. Oh, it just comes so fast. I mean, there's no hope. I mean, it just come fast. Like you would not believe, man. Yeah, Mother Nature, she tries to pre-warn us, I mean.
Well, everybody did make it back to dry land safely.
This is what one of our photographers heard as he crossed the Golden Gate Bridge, an eerie whistle from those gale force winds.
Been around ever since they did a bit of a, you know, retrofit to the Golden Gate Bridge, and the result, those harmonics that with high winds produces that sound. It's producing a heck of a lot more than just that. Damage it's leaving behind in Contra Costa County. A large oak tree fell in Orinda, taking out the homeowner's two cars and part of his second story deck. And here's how it started.
I heard this big boom, and power went out. Went outside, came out here, saw that thing. Everybody's okay, thank God, and that's what it matters, really.
That's right. More trees came down in Martinez, where the local storm channels are just about overflowing.
We have some new video to show you now. Although the storm is causing a lot of damage, some people are actually making the best of it. These people tied a bucket to the back of their SUV, slid through the slippery parking lot of the Sarah Center in Colma. Okay, although it looks fun, don't try it at home.
Well, they weren't doing it at home.
Oh, well, that's true. Just don't try it. How about that?
Situation at the Dixie Fire burn zone is not so fun. The portion of the Highway 70 section in Plumas County is covered in rocks and debris after a portion of the burned hillside gave way. Welcome back on this rainy Sunday night. The North Bay got it first. The rain coming down so fast that several blocks in downtown San Rafael were flooded. 2 feet of water on some of the streets there. The focus of the storm now is on the peninsula, the South Bay, and the real test tonight, the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Let's go back to KPIX 5's Max Darrow in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And Max, how are things in your area right now?
So far, the rain and wind seem to be the biggest factors right now, but over the past 2.5 hours, it has not let up one bit, and the conditions tonight will likely dictate whether or not we do see a debris flow in the CZU burn scar area. There are a lot of people who did evacuate. Evacuation orders came down yesterday, and Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office was out trying to get people to get out of their homes, but of course, some people do decide to stay and ride it out. We have not heard from CAL FIRE about any kinds of activity in the CZU burn scar just yet, but crews are positioned and keeping their eyes and ears on that area as the night continues to progress. If and when something does happen, there are specialized search and rescue crews who came down about 75 miles from Marin County to help out with those efforts if they are needed. But unfortunately, they might not know if they're needed until tomorrow morning, potentially, when the potential for that debris flow could happen, but it's tough to tell right now if it'll happen. But based on what we're seeing out here with all of the rain and the wind, the conditions are not good for it, and we could see how something like that might happen. But again, it's just a waiting game for these crews out here as the rain and wind continues to be relentless here in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Live in Felton, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
All right, Max, we'll see you throughout the evening on this coverage from the Santa Cruz Mountains. Thank you.
One last check of the radar, and you can see the rain still falling heavily. The flood threat is going to continue the rest of the night. The wind damage threat is going to continue for the next several hours, likely until at least midnight. If you see wind damage or flooding in your neighborhood and you can safely get a picture or video, share that with us on social media using the hashtag KPIX, or you can tag me. I'm at Paul KPIX, and we'll share those on CBSN Bay Area and on our 11 o'clock newscast. Futurecast just shows the rain continuing to come down as we head through this evening and overnight, gradually becoming lighter in the North Bay, but it doesn't come to an end until after the sun comes up tomorrow. One more batch of rain right around rush hour tomorrow morning, so the morning commute is likely going to be challenging, and then we finally start to dry out as we head deeper into Monday morning. But the next several hours are going to bring more heavy rain to most of the Bay Area. We'll have more updates on CBSN Bay Area throughout the evening.
Paul said, we began coverage when the rain began. We brought you live storm watch updates all day on CBSN Bay Area at KPIX.com. Our live forecasts and storm reports continue now through the evening on CBSN Bay Area and on KPIX.com.
So if you can, stay indoors. We've got you covered. We have reporters out there in the field. We hope you stay safe. Thanks so much for watching. 60 Minutes is next.
We'll see you back here at 11 o'clock tonight. Until then, the news continues on KPIX.com. Stay safe. Stay dry for now. Good night.